Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mahomes, deep one, intercepted. First of the season, and Gibson's got it for Houston.
Got a flag, though.
Pass interference. Defense number 32. The ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. First down.
Gene Steratore, rules analyst, has watched this whole thing unfold. Gene, your thoughts?
My thought is that because that ball was not thrown to Kelsey, and that's the defender.
The contact that was potentially a hold was while the ball was in the air. It is not pass interference because it was not on the receiver that caught the ball. Therefore, the result of the play is a touchback. It's an interception. First down.
And there it is.
And that is a really good job of officiating, guys, for that reason. That defensive holding has to occur while the quarterback has the ball. When they rewound that, they made the decision that the ball was out of the quarterback's hands. Therefore, pass interference has to be within the vicinity of where that forward pass was thrown. It was not. And that's a great job of officiating.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium today. That happened in the Chiefs game yesterday, second quarter. Chiefs were up 17-9. And Patrick Mahomes throws a ball deep down the field. It was picked off, as you heard in that clip. And then Ed Hockley's son, Sean Hockley, gets on the mic, as you heard, and called pass interference. Lonnie Johnson Jr. had committed pass interference on Travis Kelce. Yeah, Travis Kelce got mugged on the play.
Mugged off the line of scrimmage.
It showed him getting grabbed.
Grabbed and thrown to the ground.
And Kelce may have...
Hammed it up.
He may have sold it a little bit.
It's what you got to do. Like, Edelman didn't sell that one against the Redskins.
So, as the teams were then, like, going to the line of scrimmage for the next play, Hockley gets with two other officials on the field. They're huddling. And one of the officials has his finger in his ear, holding his earpiece in.
Ooh, got buzzed.
Like he's in the Secret Service, you know? Like, what's that? Yeah. What? Come again? The Eagles is
like old-timey radio guy.
The Eagle has landed.
Hello there.
Live from London. What? So he's clearly listening to whatever someone is saying to him in his ear.
Poor Steratore.
Would that be Al Riverone from New York? Who's Probably. Talking?
See, Gene can't go on air like he did there. National TV and say that this is good officiating here. You ever see a defensive lineman jump off sides in a neutral zone and get back, but quarterback's got him, and all of a sudden you see the flag go up? Guess what the quarterback does right there? You ever see Rodgers or Brady when they get somebody to jump or you got 12 men on the field? Guess what they do? They throw it up for grabs. You got a free shot down the field. So to Mahomes' defense, he's in the pocket. His best receiver, Travis Kelce, he sees him get mugged, sees perips that yellow flag being thrown. Now, all of a sudden, Gene Steratore, your referees affect the decision-making of the quarterback.
As it says here, replay review, this story from Pro Football Talk, it says, PFT has learned that replay review definitely was not involved in the decision, meaning the officials on the field did not go look at a monitor.
No, they didn't. Thanks.
You needed...
I can confirm that by watching the game.
This line in this story doesn't make sense to me. I've learned that replay review definitely was not involved in the decision. Meaning what? That no one challenged it?
They only want...
The guy that's in the stadium didn't look at it and buzz down?
They want you to they want you to only believe that they could talk. No, they want you guys to only believe that they could talk to these guys only when they go under the hood.
And so it
says, this looks like they're talking to them when they're out there.
Let me reach to the next line. This means that no one should have been talking to any of the officials regarding whether or not the call for pass interference should have been changed or whether some other penalty should have been called.
Should have been a holding call.
After the consultation, Hockley announced, as you heard in that clip, that it was potentially a hold. The contact that was potentially a hold while the ball was in the air, it is not pass interference. And then the contact on Kelce seems to have clearly commenced and continued before Mahomes threw the ball. And this is the part that I think they gets totally lost in this. They didn't call anything on it. They didn't call a hold.
Then they should have called a hold.
They didn't. And Mahomes sees the flag and takes the shot down the field thinking it's a free play.
Yes.
When it should have been.
You've altered the game. The referees altered the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a key moment in the game, and Tony Dungy called it a turning point on Sunday Night Football in America. As he said, Houston, with the ensuing touchback, drove the ball the length of the field and scored a touchdown and made it 17-16. It could have been 24-9. That could have been a swing drive there if the Chiefs had scored a touchdown after rightfully keeping possession. Mike Florio writes, the Chiefs are upset, as they should be, and the league should be more transparent when mistakes like this happen. Ultimately, that's the best way to keep mistakes like this from happening again. And the league has declined comment on the play. A source with knowledge of the situation informed PFT that it's ultimately a judgment call for the officials on the field. The problem is, it looks like it's someone else's judgment that was involved, and that the judgment was erroneously exercised, where New York just decides to buzz in. Hey, guys. Don't like that one. Call it differently. Like Big Brother in New York. Again, I will say this over and over and over again. The NFL is the hardest league to officiate. And a lot of people say they've got a problem with their refs. And I say maybe. But you know what they really have a problem with? Al Riverone. Yeah. They've got an Al Riverone problem. That's their biggest problem. The biggest problem they have is that guy.
It feels like a Napoleon complex or something.
Because they didn't have this problem when it was
Dean Blandino.
Jim's guy, Dean Blandino.
Jim, you want Blandino back, don't you?
And I didn't think he was anything great either, but he was better than this. He definitely was better than this. We didn't seem to have as many issues like this.
No, he was happy to get in front of the camera and try to sell you an excuse when something like this happened, instead of Riveron, who just sits back and lets it play
out. You felt it was dysfunctional as this? You felt that the calls were as bad as this? You felt that we had this many screw-ups with him? I don't think we did.
Mark Scott, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hi, bud.
What's up, Dean?
They didn't let Blandino do this, though. He didn't get to do what Riveron gets to do. So we don't know. This is new territory.
I like Blandino better than I like Riveron.
You think Blandino would make a snap judgment better?
And they didn't want Riveron for this job. Riveron got handed the job because Blandino quit. They wanted Blandino for this gig.
Yeah.
And he walked out the door for more money elsewhere. They should get him back, is what they should do. They should try or get somebody else for the job. They got a Riverone problem, man. What are you doing? Buzzing into the game.
Terrible. That affects the sequence of the quarterback and how he goes through his decision.
And if you do that, how do you not change it to a different call? If you're going to get involved to that degree.
If it's not PI, it's one or the other. If it's not PI, it's holding. Holding's easy call.
How is it?
Because I hate the PI anyway, because it's a spot foul. You only get first and goal down to five? Terrible.
And, like, miraculously.
I mean, it's a turnover, too. It's ridiculous.
Miraculously, this hasn't happened to the Patriots. It's happened to everybody else.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to know that. Because there's a persecution complex here.
Like, well, it's hard to happen in a key spot when you don't have any key spots in the game ever because you're blowing everybody out.
No, but it's not new this season. It's happened to everybody else. Other than maybe like the Zach Ertz touchdown where they changed the league rules in the middle of the game in the Super Bowl.
It affects.
I'm just saying with this crap.
It affects a team like Seattle. Seattle's busting their ass each and every week going out beating people. Some of these scores are underneath a touchdown or less, and that's how they're winning games. Close, hard-fought games at the end. A call like that could kill the Seahawks season. That's what could happen.
No, instead, yesterday it benefited their season and killed the Browns.
Yeah.
The Browns had it coming to them.
617-779-0985, the phone number. I want to get to a couple of emails here before we get back to your calls.
I'm thinking about starting gambling again.
Both of them on N'Keal Harry.
My picks have been pretty good now.
Russ in Marina Bay says, Bill and Josh's comments on N'Keal Harry are so out of character. it speaks loudly to the desperation of the receiver position on the Patriots right now.
Why would they want to expose themselves like that then if it was desperation? We're going to go out there and make comments that, well, we're really bad at picking people?
No, that they're desperate to get him up and running.
Trying to get his ass gone. Let's go.
I don't blame them. That they're willing to say the things that they've sort of said today to get him going. Another one from George who says, hey, Beadle, you guys have talked about how with the new IR rules, the Patriots can activate two players off IR. With the recent rumblings about N'Keal Harry's knee and how his practice habits have not been up to the team's standards, does this make the team's decision easier for activating Devlin and Wynn off IR and trading for an outside receiver? I would say no to this because I don't think these are actually decisions they have to make. These are all based on health. Devlin is not a choice. Devlin, I don't think, is healthy enough to come back.
Yeah, he's got a bum neck, and I don't anticipate him being one of those guys.
No, I think Harry is going to be a choice because Harry's healthy enough to come back, and Wynn is going to be healthy enough to come back.
What the hell has he been doing all day? I mean, for 6 weeks. Let's go.
So it's going to be Harry, and it will be Wynn, assuming no other injuries, and that's what's going to happen because it's going to be – I don't think they have much of a decision on the IR guys. It's based on who's healthy and who's not.
What's his number? Do you
remember? It's sort of been decided for them.
Where? Do you remember?
Who?
N'Keal Harry. What's his number?
He went with a low number, didn't he?
I thought it was like a 15 or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, out of sight, out of mind.
617-779-0985. Read and React coming up at 11.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The telephone number. Let's go to your phones. Eric is in Arlington. Eric, go
ahead. Hi, guys.
Hey, Eric.
I hope you're doing well. I haven't called in about a year, and I really feel strongly about this, about Robert Kraft putting in money to secure Tom Brady's end of his career the next 2 or 3 years to build up this team. I feel Robert Kraft owes that not only to Brady for all the money he's made for this franchise, but the fact that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback, a great gentleman, and we'll never see anything like this in New England again, a franchise like this. And I believe that Robert Kraft, now that he showed he's willing to buy a player that was, you know, not right, is to go out and get a great receiver. You can do that. I don't care if he goes into the salary cap. It's not about that anymore. It's about keeping this tradition in New England and furthering it and having Tom Brady's career go out with a bang instead of a whimper. And Robert Kraft owes that to all of us to do that now. And I insist that he does that, and I hope that you guys on the air will push that instead of what I've heard a lot this year of Tom Brady leaving, his bags are packed, and the Gronkowski thing. It's all nonsense. We should honor this man, and we should make sure that he has all the weapons he needs. And even a running back that doesn't run into the line and gets no yards like Sony Michel, that's not going to work against the good teams. Now is the time that Robert Kraft digs into his pockets and secures this team for now and in the future by making an elite team on both sides of the ball. We have a good defense.
Who do you want, Eric? Which receiver do you want?
Go, give me a name.
I don't know who, but
okay.
There we go.
Okay,
he's Robert Kraft has given you a contender for 20 straight years.
Eric, you know our number.
And thanks for the call.
Call us back with a name. I need a name. It's not easy this time of year. It's October. It's the middle of October.
You know who owes people stuff? People like Daniel Snyder, who built stadiums in the middle of nowhere, has pumped a ton of money into this team, has put out a crappy product and covers the top of the stadium with fencing because it looks like it's half full. That guy owes better things for his fan base. Robert's giving you a contender every year here. When is he not spent?
Yeah, no, this is about this is more about roster building on the coaching side right now. This isn't
instead of going out on in a whimper. You're 6-0. You're 6-0 right now. You are the favorite.
Well, wait.
And then he says,
Wait a minute. He's talking about the same thing you've been talking about, though, about Brady needing more. So you guys are on the same page.
I agree, needs more. I still do.
All right, so you and Eric believe the same things, okay, that Brady needs more. So you're both on the same page on that. It's just about who you blame for it is you have differing opinions. He seems to want to pin it on ownership or something. That seems far-fetched. But you both agree that Brady needs more than what he has. So you find your common ground there, you and Eric.
You're out.
You both believe Brady needs more.
Your last three top draft picks are what? All offensive guys, right? Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, N'Keal Harry. It's not like they haven't. So don't think it's an anti-Bill thing.
Sony Michel's troubles are not Sony Michel's issues. They're the offensive line's issues.
Yeah, it's offensive line and lead blockers. And then I sit down and watch games. Okay, then who can't he run against, really? Like, who's the great defensive front?
Eric, you saw the playoffs last year. You know what Sony Michel's capable of.
Is it really Buffalo? Buffalo might be the only good defense you face. I'm serious. Of all the teams left. Like, Houston's lost guys. Houston's not great. Buffalo might be the best defense you faced all year and will face. That's saying something now. I'm just basing the way I watch games and how I look at it through a six-game sampling, which is starting to be enough of a sampling now. I mean, there's some separation. The teams that you thought were potentially going to be frauds are showing you that. That's Cleveland. Jacksonville. Look at that team. Gardner Minshew and what he's been able to do. Look at Carolina and the Panthers and what Allen's given them. Outside of, now they're sitting there looking at, okay, what is Cam Newton to this team really? Have a good quarterback to control the football, running with Christian McCaffrey, play hard-nosed defense. Pretty good recipe down here in Carolina. You're starting to figure some things out. Look at the Rams. People got the blueprint on the Rams now. You know what? They got depth issues. And then eventually, guess what's going to happen with the Rams? They're going to have money issues. Because all that comes around, man. You can't pay everybody. Rams tried to do that. If I'm McVay, he might be looking to go back to the Redskins at some point. Who knows? All these teams that were like the new, and all these guys that got jobs because of McVay, what's his team done? Who the hell have they beaten since losing the Super Bowl? Nothing.
You mentioned the Panthers. Did you see the comments from Rich Eisen
about
Todd Bowles?
No.
Rich Eisen, they did the game. NFL Network did the game.
Oh, they did?
This weekend. The Sunday morning game.
Oh, that was London.
And Todd Bowles told them, who's the defensive coordinator of Tampa now, in their pre-broadcast meeting, he said that the Allen QB Panthers present much more of a challenge to defend than the Cam QB Panthers. Ooh. They faced them in week two already. He said Allen finds his outlets better.
Ouch.
Do you think
That's
London...
his hots and stuff, right? Like he...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think London has had enough of Tampa Bay yet?
Tampa Bay.
Doesn't it feel like Tampa Bay has played in London a million times?
Yeah.
They keep getting the Buccaneers over there.
Soccer.
Yeah, it's because they're only a soccer.
I know. Yeah. The Glazers.
That new stadium's nice, though.
Oh, good for them.
They're really nice.
That, you think they've had enough of the Bucs? I think Tampa Bay's probably had enough.
They have a press box in that new stadium because they didn't have one in Wembley.
They built it for the NFL. They built it with the NFL in mind, yeah.
Phone screener doesn't work.
Tell you what, that halftime spread in London was unreal. Bangers and mash. Good stuff.
Yeah, but you guys have to sit in the stands to call the game, right?
I don't care. But they had a full
like a high school game.
Us. It was funny. Gil's like, I've never seen anything like this. To hear Gil Santos complain.
Hey, Tom, if Brian and Bellingham is there, can you pot him up if he's still there?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, Brian.
Thanks for taking my call. So going back to the Kansas City call, I think part of the problem was that why did Mahomes take a shot down the field? Because he saw that flag, right? At the beginning of the play, he must have thought it was offside,
free
but
play.
It was holding, right?
Oh, he knew it was holding. I mean, you peripheral. Right. You could see if you're looking that side to begin with, you could see your receiver get grabbed in the middle. And he was in a slot to his left. And then he sees him go down, and boom, the flag comes in.
Right. So Mahomes got robbed of the free play, number one. Then they had the interception that got held up. So you're right. I mean, if New York's going to stick their nose in, which, I mean, I don't necessarily mind. I want them to get the call right, no matter who's playing. And if they take an extra minute, who cares? Like, you got the call right, call it holding then. Get a 5-yard penalty for automatic first down, and then Kansas City can keep driving. The interception should never have happened.
Right. Your flag affected the decision-making of the quarterback. You affected the game with your call.
Absolutely.
Or no call of picking up that flag. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Sorry. Yeah, my thing is that if you're gonna involve yourself in the game, you've got to at least.
But they're saying they didn't. See, that's the thing.
No, but they're not saying anything. They're not having a comment on it.
Where's the pool? Where's the pool reporter? They always talk. Is there usually a pool guy off a big thing?
There are.
Oh,
there are pool reports. Well, but
do we have anything came out of it?
I didn't see any pool reports.
I don't think there was one yesterday. It's interesting. Yeah.
No, I can't see any
call
names.
Screener.
Yeah, now I lost all the names.
Right there, put that in your notes there. They're working on it.
Now I have no names. I did have names, and okay. I tried to reboot. Now I have no names.
Sorry, folks.
T-Bone, if you want to tell me a name, we could just do it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not against that.
I think we got Mike in Rhode Island here.
All right, great. Mike in Rhode Island. Go for it.
Mike.
So, Zolak, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, bud.
So, how come I'm not hearing any credit to Danny Shelton on the defense? Because I feel like every single time the pocket breaks down, and Jamie Collins or Winovich goes in for the sack, I feel like I see Shelton pushing the defensive line, and I never hear anyone talking about Shelton. I don't know if it's because he's not flashy, but I want
to
know.
Do you listen to games on a radio at all?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I credit him a lot, especially when they run a lot of these games, and especially without Bennett being in there. And if everybody's watching Bennett's snap count, Shelton, Guy, and Butler are your big defenders inside against the run. They're usually your first down guys. And they do a great job pushing those guys underneath to allow guys like Collins and Hightower to run games off their tail. I've credited Shelton a lot.
I'm glad you give him credit.
Yeah,
he's
played good football, but I mean, it's hard to sit here and talk defensive line. We've done it. We have. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, well, God bless you.
Wow.
Wow.
That came out of nowhere. Oh.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I got another one coming.
Do you?
I can't turn my mic off here.
Let's do this. We'll regroup here. Wow. So we'll get all those sneezes out. And we'll get ready for Read and React, which is coming your way after headlines. You okay, Zo?
Yeah.
All right. We're live from Gillette on this Monday.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
I go with the specialty ones with just the berries.
And react.
Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
I got the prosciutto and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All righty then. Read and react, Toddy.
Yeah, you ready to go here, boys?
I think so.
Read and react. Let it go.
Read.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe it not?
Mm-hmm. React.
Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers are 5-0 after a 20-7 win over the Rams yesterday.
Damn right they are.
Richard Sherman doesn't want the doubters jumping on the bandwagon.
We want them to sound dumb at the end. Like, stick to your guns. If you were calling us pretenders in the beginning, call us pretenders now. Call us pretenders the whole time, because you gotta be that way. You don't get to go hindsight is 2020 with this every year. You know what I mean? Just stick to your words. Stick to your guns. We're a terrible team. We don't have enough talent. We're just, you know, on a rebuilding year, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever the case may be, whatever your word was, please stick to it. For those who believed in us, the faithful, continue to believe in us. Continue to be humble. We're going to give you guys a good show, and we're going to fight as hard as we can.
I'm glad he's back.
Why does he keep doubling and tripling down on this stupid take?
Well, this is what he needs. This is when he's at his best. I think he's good for the league, whether you like him or not. He's entertaining. That just tells you he's back. He's feeling it.
I also have another something another thought on this.
People really don't believe in them.
Were there a lot of people talking about the 49ers one way or the other before the season started?
Thank you.
I've got an unfortunate piece of information for Mr. Sherman. I don't think your team was being talked about good or bad before the season.
People were just,
I don't think they were registering with anybody.
No, they just didn't care one way or the other. Yeah, Garoppolo, it might be good, might not. I don't know. We'll see. That was like the most passionate thing I heard about the 49ers before the season started.
Well, we'll see. The five games in for them?
Yeah. 5-0.
Read.
He could not throw the ball and catch it.
React.
Cowboys lost to the Jets 24-22. So we've talked about it a bit. Mabel called in.
Yep. Hey, it was Jerry's birthday yesterday.
We haven't heard from Jerry Jones on this yet. I'm glad you brought that up. So,
is Jason Garrett, are you disappointed in what he's done so far on his three games? Well,
I was a lot happier with what he had done in the first three games than what's happened the last three games. But the big thing I would say is not just him.
Big thing he would say. Hello.
So he likes him when he wins, and he doesn't like him when he loses,
I like him more on the win.
Let's just hear the end of it again.
Like my coach when he wins games. I don't like him when he loses.
Then what's happened the last three games? But the big thing I want to say is not just him.
It's not just my coach that sucks.
Okay. All right.
It's not just him.
So he likes him. He likes him better when they're winning.
Yep. Seems to make sense.
All the pictures. Accurate. Everything's clean.
That's an accurate assessment.
Tough to argue with folksy wisdom like that.
Yeah. I like him when he wins.
Why don't you spend more money on taking care of your yard as opposed to making the neighborhood look cheesier?
React.
All right. Moving on to the Browns. They lost to the Seahawks 32-28. Freddie Kitchens asked about the refs in the postgame.
I'm not commenting on officiating. I got a memo the other day. I'm not commenting on it. You guys saw the game.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the whole answer?
That's the whole answer.
Well, you, Freddie, wanted to challenge what was obviously going to be a touchdown. You stopped the game. Official stopped it because you asked them to stop it. Then you called the same damn play, and they loaded up and stuffed your ass.
So maybe this is like across the board. Maybe this is a team policy. So Freddie Kitchens, not going to talk about it. Baker Mayfield, will he talk about it?
The refs are never an excuse, and I'll probably get fined for saying this, but it's pretty bad today.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, you dummy.
Here we go.
The guy's squared up with him, running at him. He's lowering his head into Jarvis. What's he supposed to do? Avoid him? I mean, this isn't bullfighting. I mean, I don't know. It takes me off.
Did you see the face mask that wasn't called?
Yeah, I was calling it out. Yeah. But they don't. I mean, they didn't see it. It's in the middle of a pile. Another one that we had to overcome.
So are you angry? Just sort of how?
Yeah, we lost. I'm pretty pissed. Yeah.
So you were angry at the start of this game then?
I mean, geez, guys, you're like my counselor right now. No, I mean, I try and get an edge. I'm not angry.
You know what I'd say? You know, here's something that you won't get fined for, but it would take real balls to say, Baker, and that is you got a coaching problem there, and your head coach needs to get fired.
Oh, he's a Freddy guy.
Oh, yeah, and that's why he's
That's the scariest part of this. If Baker controls things moving forward, everybody likes Baker and wants to keep Baker happy. Baker likes Freddy. Freddy stays.
Why does Baker need to be happy? Baker needs to win.
Seems like Baker needs his bum kiss there. He likes it. Likes the attention.
Great.
Oh. Baker likes to put on a show.
Great. Well, Baker has a losing record in his career, and it's just going to continue. You want to be a winner or you want to be a loser?
Going on now at Macy's.
Only at Macy's.
React.
So the Stillers beat the Chargers last night, 24-17. How about that?
Devlin.
I thought the game was in Pittsburgh.
Is his nickname Duck? Devlin Hodges?
Yeah, Duck Dodges.
All right.
Duck Dodges?
Yeah.
Or Duck Hodges? Duck Hodges.
Duck Hodges. Devlin Duck Hodges.
I watch his show.
Duck Dynasty?
No, Duck Dynasty's up, but it's McDodge, Legend of McDodge. He runs around out in the woods. He lives in the woods up in northwest. Pretty good show on Discovery. All right, what might be on A&E or
okay.
All right. Yeah, you call that a good show.
Mike Tomlin talking about his new quarterback.
We got a lot of confidence in him. We hadn't been bashful about that. He's got a lot of confidence in himself, and I think that's what makes people gravitate to him. But we're not getting overexcited, man. This is a guy that played good tonight, man, with very limited experience, and we're thankful to get a win.
We're lucky. Just got lucky. Duck Hodges in there.
Duck Dodges. It's Duck Dodges.
Duck Dodges.
You.
All right.
You know why they call him Duck, right? You know why they call him Duck?
He likes to go duck hunting.
He's
duck
a champion, death. Champion duck caller. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You Western PA homeboy.
Rednecks.
Do that again.
I would call. I had an owl call, too.
Do it again. Do it again.
Hey, sit there, a duck comes over and you blow its freaking head off with a shotgun. Then a dog goes, picks it up, brings it back.
What's the owl call?
I can't.
Let's try.
And to what purpose do you use the owl call? I mean,
I'll do it in studio tomorrow.
Okay. Really. I'm just wondering what happens if an owl shows up. Like,
it blows its head off too.
No, you can't. I don't think you're allowed to kill any owl.
Are they protected?
I mean, what's the owl call? Just a.
It's how you.
Okay.
Come on.
Who? It's uncanny. How'd you learn that?
Huh?
Who?
You get your kids out in the woods a little more often.
No way.
All right. We got to finish off the Steelers Chargers. Here's what Duck Hodges said to his teammates in the huddle.
I was probably just giving the guys the idea of the play we're going to do. I mean, we already knew the play.
I love this guy already.
What'd like you say to you? I told him what play was going to be.
It'll be a pass play on this one. A little run, a little bit of pass.
He's a little bit of Brett Favre in him, doesn't he?
The play we're going to do. I mean, we already knew the play, but I was just kind of reminding them. And, I mean, I think I might have mentioned that, you know, this might be a home game all day, so we might have to tell the crowd to settle down a little bit. So I don't know exactly, but I think that's it.
Oh, man.
Get you in your first
straight out of
smack in a new stadium. Yeah, it's going to be a home game for us.
Straight out of Samford.
Tell them sit down.
Straight out of Samford. That's wow.
He's good.
Three.
Coming hard, and he's coming hard into the corner, and he's got his stick extended, and he's going to make a hit from behind. God. Yeah, okay, so.
React.
Especially from behind, you really like.
Yeah, that's it. For read and react, gentlemen.
Stick out right from behind.
Right from behind. Oh man, 617-779-0985 is the phone number. If you want to jump on board, we can get back to your calls coming up next. I want to tell you what's being said about N'Keal Harry by Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. Could he make his return to practice this week? It remains unknown at this point. Remains to be seen. We'll tell you what the two coaches have been saying about him. We'll give you that. Also, we'll do a little Sounds of Sunday coming up at noon, a nice noontime edition of Sounds of Sunday. That's just less than 15 minutes from now, so don't go anywhere.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, so this is duck calling while you're out hunting for ducks.
Okay. So that's a world champion duck call right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
That's a new quarterback of the Steelers, Devlin Hodges, world champion duck caller.
That I would say that's a duck in distress there. Like, it's different levels. I would classify that as different levels of torture.
A dying duck.
Like, you could tell, like, the middle one's like when the duck gets shot, it's like limping around. It's one of those little things it has. It's just hanging there.
Holy crap.
See, that last one, that last one is a laughing duck. So other ducks be like... And ducks are like, yeah. What's so funny? I'm going to go over there and see. This is what they're laughing at.
And then boom.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like good old father son. That's a duck actually doing a tap dance, you know, like that. Hey, let's see. Jim Carrey, like a Jim Carrey tap dance and Dumb and Dumber.
So that's just him using his motley. He's not using any device with that. Is it a duck whistle? Like the Duck Dynasty guys make those whistles, right?
It's a duck call.
It looks like a vape thing. That's what it looks like.
I mean, isn't that what the Duck Dynasty? They became the Duck Dynasty? They started making the whistles.
They're not whistles. They're duck calls.
Whatever they are. Duck whistles.
Well, your Western PA sitting next to you will correct you. He knows.
Tom, give me the bing, 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 bing. Give me that one again. That's a real hick. That sounds like a duck mate.
That's like the Porky Pig duck. No, duck like call.
If the duck. If you had two ducks and the one duck was mating, like that was that one. Totally see that. That boy play quarterback for me anytime.
Of course he can. All right, let's get to what the Patriots coaches are saying about N'Keal Harry. Bill Belichick said on N'Keal Harry on if he will start practicing. He's eligible to come back this week. Was asked this morning, is he going to practice this week? And he said, if he's ready, yeah, we hope he'll be ready to go. Well, that's not encouraging. Said that he's been able to keep up on the mental things, the mental grind. But on the physicality, he needs to be able to show he can go out there and participate competitively at the practice level that we're at. Mm. That's Bill Belichick.
Interesting.
Josh McDaniels, on the other hand, had some comments today as well. And Josh McDaniels said he's a talented kid and he's got a long way to go. He flashed some things that we've seen from him. He's a big guy. It's exciting to have an opportunity to continue to work with him. He's got a long way to go. Long way to go.
Now, this could also be them like trying to give a different impression as to what the real story is, too.
Also, take it in context of this, if we could play the clip that we played of Josh McDaniels from Friday again. Josh McDaniels talked about Jacoby Myers on Friday. He was not talking about N'Keal Harry. But before we even had seen these comments on N'Keal Harry this morning, these comments on N'Keal Harry all popped up during the course of our show this morning. We had this comment pulled from Friday already because when we heard this on Friday, we thought there might be something to this related to N'Keal Harry already. And it was not even about N'Keal Harry. It was about Jacoby Myers and sort of talking up Jacoby Myers. And we thought, oh, is there a sort of a backhanded shot here at N'Keal Harry, but have a listen. Here's some conference call from Friday with McDaniels.
Jacoby's worked hard at a lot of areas of his game. You know, he works hard in practice. One thing about Jacoby's out there every single day. And Jacoby hasn't missed any time in the spring or in training camp or during the season. And so, you know, when you're out there and available in practice and you work hard, you have a chance to improve. You know, footwork is certainly an important part of playing the position of receiver. You know, and he's really tried to work at complementing his releases, his stems, the top of his routes. You know, there's a lot of things that go into getting open and creating separation for a receiver. And for a young receiver.
The one thing about Jacoby is he hasn't missed any time in the spring or in training camp or even now in the regular season.
I should have left a question there. He mentioned footwork. He was asked about Jacoby Myers' footwork and if that makes him like, you know, if that
helps
him.
Then he answers the footwork question. But he goes out of his way to talk about the importance of being out there.
Okay, I go back to what...
It was sort of weird.
It goes back to some of the stuff in the preseason where I had some concerns where I was talking to some people that it was going to be a process with him. Meaning...
With who?
With Harry, that he's raw.
Okay.
And it is extremely difficult to run routes here to what even Josh is adding to there, the footwork. And, yeah, he's big, he's physical, and it plays more into the, hey, we've seen him flash type stuff where you could elevate and make those tough catches. I just think the route running, even going back to before training camp, now you miss all this time. It's probably not as good as Jacoby Myers right now. That's what I take out of it. That he had to work hard to get past that to begin with, then got hurt and put himself even more on the back burner. There's Josh talking about stems and tops of it and capping it off and footwork, and you just hope he's doing all that. There's only so much you can do when you're hurt. And like I said, I even asked you, what's his number? Number's 15, right? You can't remember what number he wore.
Well, he didn't wear 15. He wore 8 in the preseason.
He wore 8, but...
He has to have a big boy number for the regular season.
Right.
So if you remembered him wearing 8, that's with good reason, because that's what he wore in the preseason.
Yeah.
Now he's going to wear 15 when he comes back.
Right.
617-779-0985. Let's do a mini Sounds of Sunday. What do you say?
I like it.
A little noontime Sounds of Sunday for you.
Get in the pocket.
Zolak and Bertrand here until 12:30, leading you into Bruins coverage today. Don't go anywhere. No commercials here.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.